Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane. Great to be with you again. easy for me to say. Can you imagine? You know, you probably watch lots of videos in lots of places at this point, right? Because video is sort of sweeping the world. But, you know, you watch these videos where people are perfect and polished and, you know, like they have a stick up their butt. And, you know, I always wonder, I mean, for me, it's like, I am totally happy to screw up in front of everybody and let you see it. So anyway, little digression. Here's the thing. I would like to introduce you to a really dynamic tool, something that we're going to use continuously for the rest of this series, and I hope for you for the rest of your life. This is something that will allow you to go back to wherever you created a limitation and allow it to change, wherever you gave up on possibilities and change that. Because your natural state is one of possibilities. Your natural state is one of happiness. Your natural state is actually one of ease. And this will get you to that faster than anything I could think of. Now, when you first see the video, it may make no sense or may seem to make no sense, but I'm going to give you several examples as we go throughout this series. And you're going to start to see how this works in your life and how you can use it to change your life. But not only that, you can also use it to help create change for the people that you love, the people that you care about around you. So we're gonna go to that video now. I think you might like it. And it's explaining something called the clearing statement, a tool that I've used for the last 15 years with hundreds of thousands of people around the world where I've just seen them change dynamically and dramatically. Have fun. I want to share with you one of the tools, one of the staples of Access Consciousness that you can use to literally change anything. It's right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, all of those words, you know, I say all that together and your mind kind of goes into gobbledygook, but what it's basically doing is it's like if you look at the wall in the room you're in, it looks solid, right? But science tells us it's not. Science tells us it's 99.99999999999% space. It just looks solid. Well, what if the limitations in your life are exactly the same way? And what if you could actually access the space that is within that solidity and walk right through those limitations? That's basically what this is allowing you to do by going back to the point of creation, which is the poc, or the point of destruction, which is the pod, and undoing the limitation from the point of creation, wherever it started in the first place. It's kind of like, imagine you're walking on the road of your life, you know, and you're headed over there, and you're gonna get there, darn it. But you have, in the middle of the road of your life, you have this big old tree of limitation that you haven't been able to get around yet. And on the right, there's a big old mountain, and on the left, there's a drop-off cliff to nowhere. What are you gonna do? Well, you could come in, you know, and chop it up and make sure to get all the pieces and make sure to try to get all the seeds and the everything to make sure it doesn't regrow, except it usually does regrow, as we know, right? Or imagine almost like magic, if you could follow a leaf down a branch, down the trunk, and go back in time to where the seed of limitation started and invite the seed to dissolve, go away, poof, by going back to the point of creation of wherever it was created. What would happen to that tree of limitation? Gone instantly. That's what this clearing statement does. And before you say that's too easy, I used to have the same point of view. I completely understand. And what I've noticed is this transforming lives for thousands of people around the world when they actually use it. So I'm going to give it to you short, or shall I say, let me say it. What's the word? I can't think of it. Oh, I'm going to say it slowly for you right now. Okay. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So here we go. Right and wrong, good and bad, stand for your judgments, good and bad about what we're letting go of. And the weird part is, you know, when we judge something as bad, that's actually less limiting oftentimes than when we judge something as good, because when we judge it as bad, at least then we're willing to change it. When we judge something as good, we won't let it change because finally we got something right. So we undo the judgments, good and bad. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pod, stands for poc is the point of creation, pod is the point of destruction that you're going back to, going back in time to undo that seed. Everything else is sort of an addition to that to make sure that that seed stays gone and doesn't ever come back. So we have right and wrong, good and bad, poc and pod, all nine. Nine stands for nine layers of this clearing statement. And I was part of developing these nine layers and I don't even remember what they are. So you don't have to either, but basically it's like this. We're looking to get the biggest scoop of poop for every time we do this clearing statement, because we know one day we're gonna find the pony called you under there somewhere. Okay, sorry, that was my sense of humor. All right, so right and wrong, good and bad, pocket bot, all nine shorts, stand for what's meaningful about this and what's meaningless about it, and the punishments for it and the rewards for it. Basically, it's like this. The most important part of that is anytime you make something meaningless, later on, it can come back and rain on your head like space debris. So everything you decided was meaningless, that actually wasn't to you, it actually had meaning. Will you now destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. The boys are something called nucleated spheres. How many times have you been told you need to peel the layers of the onion to get to the core of the issue? And you peeled, and you peeled, and you peeled, and you peeled, and all you got were tears. Well, guess what? That's because it's not an onion. It's an energetic structure. It's called a nucleated sphere, which means there's a sphere here, which is the thing that you're trying to get to, and another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, ad infinitum. And what happens is you do all this clearing work, you know, you do all this stuff, you do all this meditation, you do affirmations, you do everything except pock and pot, because pock and pot actually clears it. But you do all this stuff and you feel like, yes, because you finally pop one layer of that onion and say, yes, I'm free. And then within days, it feels like it grows back and you feel like you haven't gotten anywhere. That's because it's not an onion. It's this nucleated sphere. So how many onions have you peeled in the various lifetimes you've had that you're still trying to peel and still trying to peel and all you get are tears? All the nucleated spheres creating the tears that you thought were onions, will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And now the last part, the beyonds. What is a beyond? Well, have you ever, you know, like, had something that came up and you was like, ah! That's a beyond, something that stops you in your tracks. How many beyonds do you have that are stopping you in your tracks? So all the beyonds, creating the beyonds, eternally beyond, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That, my friends, is a clearing statement. That is a very interesting and wonderful thing that you can use. That is how you start to create a new reality. That is how you start to create what you would like to choose and undo what you haven't been able to choose. That is how you get yourself out of any stuck situation. It's one of the tools that will serve you dynamically if you start to use it. Because it's in the trenches of your life that you need this. You know, it's one thing to be in a class or live in a cave or something, you know, where you're meditating or something, but that's not where our lives occur. Our lives occur on the streets. Our lives occur with our families, with our friends, at our jobs, while we're driving, all these places where we need the capacity to be able to change things. So consider this your invitation to massive change should you choose it, and change at any time. There's the clearing statement. And by the way, one other thing I need to explain. The short form for it is pock and pod, like we talked about, okay? Going to the point of creation or the point of destruction. You can just go pock and pod, all that. But when I ask you to destroy and uncreate, what I'm saying is, let's destroy the structure of limitation that you've created, the thing that keeps it looping back over and over and over and over. And let's uncreate, meaning let's take your creative energy out of creating limitation, so you can start to use it to create possibilities. So when I say destroy and create, I'm saying let's destroy the structure of limitation and let's take our creative energy and start using it for creation now. So that's why I'm asking you to destroy and uncreate, because it will actually make your life an easier, better, more fun, and greater place.